Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson on this Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, 2016. This was our off year for Donna and I. What does that mean? Well, our kids, you know, they get married and you have to share every other year. This was our off year. We did a family thing a couple weeks ago, so we kind of spent a quiet Thanksgiving together. How about you? Today we're going to talk about stress, though. Let's not turn up the stress level on our lives, okay? We're going to handle holiday stress together here at Intentional Living.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, along with the holiday season comes holiday stress. And if you're being stressed out, Dr. Randy wants to hear from you. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. So go de-stress yourself, my friend, because stress, now we think about stress, stress is a normal part of life. If you drove today anywhere in your town, especially if it's a busy city, a lot of traffic, oh man, that's stressful. Getting the kids up and getting them going back into routine after this holiday weekend, shopping now for Christmas, getting, you know, the family together or traveling, lots of things going on that create stress. Now, the problem isn't stress. Stress, you know, is a normal part of life. In fact, the opposite of stress is death. I mean, you're going to have stress until you're dead. And then it's over, you know, I mean, as far as the daily stress of life. What the problem isn't stress, rather it's when your brain reacts to stress and puts you into what's been often referred to as that fight or flight response, chemical response, your body gets ready and nowhere to go, and all of a sudden you're under stress. And that kind of stress, if it's constant over time, can kill you or at least hurt you. The peace is gone, the physical symptoms can show up, you know, you can get headaches, you can... heart can start to race, all sorts of things that can be a part of stress. We all have read about it. We know it's sort of a part of our culture in which we live. We can't stop the world, but we can control what it's doing to us. You can control what it's doing to you. Now, what I'd like to do here, I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to have you all come and join us. Our phone line is open, and Steve's ready to take your calls. Steven's ready to take your calls, and what we're going to do is we want to hear some specific things you're doing to de-stress this Christmas season. Specific things that are helping, that will help you. Okay? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Here's a verse, sort of the verse for this half hour, Isaiah 26:3. Where the scripture says to us, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Isn't that a beautiful verse? I'm going to have you do something with that verse this half hour. I'm going to give you the answer, the solution to the next 30 days to de-stress your life, okay? And a lot of good tips coming in as well. 888-888-1717.
I have actually left my job and moved here just yesterday.
Wow.
To be with my daughter and to get a fresh start, something that needed to happen so that I can be there for my teenage daughters. My job was too demanding in Arkansas, and I followed my husband to Arkansas 2 years ago, and he left me for someone else. So after 19 years of marriage, now I have to intentionally be okay with I'm not even in my home at Christmas. I gave my tree away. I can't get to my ornaments. They're in storage as of last night. And I have to be intensely okay with it's going to be an okay Christmas. I do have Christ. I've grown very close to him even more this year. I can be with my family, with my daughter and my three granddaughters and my two teenage girls. And all my kids will be together at Christmas.
That's good. Good. You know, there's things that we can control here at Christmas time. She controls how she chooses to view this season, puts the focus on what she does have, not what she doesn't have. Not on the things she can't get to, but the things she can get to. And you and I can control during this season if we exercise or not, what we eat, if we overload our schedule. And we can control how much stressful media, like the news reports that continue to flood in. And let's face it, you can only take so much of that, and your body is going to react. And so I'm going to give you, during this half hour, one thing that I'm going to encourage you to do intentionally for the next 7 days. 7 days. I'm going to challenge you, starting now, for the next 7 days, to one thing. I'll share with that with you in just a moment what that is. Come join us, 888-888-1717. Okay, Laura's on the line. Laura, welcome to our Intentional Living Center.
One of the biggest things is that Christmas has become so commercialized, and everybody wants you to buy, buy, buy. Well, you know, most of us don't have money to go out and buy the latest and greatest gadget. So one of the things that we do is, especially for the little ones, is they want to give gifts to their friends. My granddaughter, for instance, has friends at school she wants to give presents to, but she also has an extremely large stuffed animal collection. So I said, why don't you pick out a couple of stuffed animals, and let's, you know, put a bow on them, make some wrapping paper, and give those. A lot of times we go to the Goodwill and we pick up items from there, because I feel that there's plenty of things that I don't want to shop retail. I'd rather shop, you know, secondhand. And also I'm making Christmas gifts like pot holders and things like that, because it's just a personal touch and it doesn't really cost a lot. Most of what we're giving as gifts are things that we have laying around our house.
Well, Laura, the fact you're putting a personal touch on it is a good thing. I think the expectations for Christmas are just unrealistic. People have to have a perfect home, perfect meals, perfect gift, perfect wrapping. And some of you wrestle with that, and it can wear you out. And one of the things that we know is that what stresses out one person may not be what stresses out another person. It may be that you get stressed out trying to measure up and having everything perfect. For someone else, it might be stressed out because you've just been through a tough year and a financial reversal, and maybe there's been a divorce and you're stressed out because you don't know how to keep all the loose ends together. Or maybe for someone else, stressed out thinking about the in-laws coming for the holidays and what that means, and stress that you didn't anticipate. And understanding that what stresses out one person doesn't stress out everybody else. But knowing what it is, what's the trigger for you, is important. Okay, thank you, Laura. Appreciate your call. You think about stress. How about you? What's one thing that you're doing to de-stress this Christmas? 888-888-1717.
The most wonderful time of the year may not be wonderful for many. Is that you?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
Do you dread the Christmas season? It really should be a joyous time when we celebrate the birth of the Savior, but for many it's a very stressful and chaotic time. The funny thing, if you could call it that, is that we've known for at least a year that Christmas is coming. But we consistently, year after year, put off what we should be doing in preparation. Did you know that you can be intentional at Christmas and leading up to that special day? You really can. Build a task list showing what you need to do. Save money for the gifts that you're going to buy through the year, and shop for those gifts through the year. Avoid going into debt and paying for your choices for the next several months or longer. Be intentional and have a Merry Christmas. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Parkey. And online, Facebook, people are sharing their ideas today. Scott says, I find time for regular routines like a walk every day. I find peace in routine. You know, routine can be very, very secure feeling to us, knowing what's predictable here. I like what Debbie says. Debbie says, holding God's hand, thanking him for all he does for me and my family. Sharon reminds us, making ornaments for everyone, not buying any gifts. Making ornaments has been therapeutic. Lots of time to pray over the ornaments and who will be receiving them. He directs my path. And Susan echoes a similar theme. She says, keeping stress out of the holidays is simple by keeping focused on Christ, our most and greatest gift ever given. Okay, let's go back to calls. Jan is in Michigan. Hi, Jan. Welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Looks like you have a strategy for de-stressing your life. What is it?
Oh, sir, I am trying. The one thing I am trying desperately in my life, and especially right now at the holiday season, is something I learned through your CD teachings every month, and that is your formula of expectations minus reality equal disappointment.
Yeah.
I think at this time of year, we really tend to hyperinflate our expectations. I know for myself, I have grown children, and a few weeks ago, I learned that they would not be coming home for Christmas, which I had already hyperinflated this whole scenario in my mind, and so immediately that set me up for the reality and the disappointment.
Yeah,
so what
does.
I've done is I've allowed myself to kind of grieve that loss that the kids are not coming home and move beyond that, recognizing it was my expectations that really set me up for that disappointment.
Absolutely.
And try to recognize those earlier to not make that same mistake.
And listen, Jan, you're going to have a better December because you can't change reality. They're not going to be there. And so you either get into the stressful mode and, like you say, telling yourself lies and working yourself up, or you adjust the reality, your expectations to meet reality, and you're going to have a better December.
Absolutely. Yeah. It already has made preparations for even when I do get an opportunity to see them better versus feeling that depression and that mourning and that loss.
Like, absolutely.
I had to allow myself to grieve that and let that go before I could move on.
Good for you. And you're going to have a better December for it, and you're going to focus on the things you do have control over, which ultimately is one of the best anecdotes for stress, is controlling the things we can control and doing the things we can and not focusing on the things we have no control over, because that's unrealistic. Yeah. Well, good for you. Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. You enjoy the CDs?
Absolutely. They're very helpful. I listen to them, and then I share them with several family members.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your support, and appreciate you being a part of the membership family.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
You also.
Thank you, Jan. Jan is one of our members, and members, so you know what she's talking about, every month I get a chance to teach. I teach with my staff, or I teach with a large group, maybe at a conference, and we record it, and then we send it out to monthly members of Intentional Living. That's what she was referring to. Can I challenge you for one thing for the next 7 days? Identify one thing that stresses you out the most during every December. We've talked about some of them, unrealistic expectations of yourself or others. Maybe, not exercising or overloading your schedule, or maybe it's your eating habits, or it's a relationship problem, or whatever it is. But what is one thing that tends to stress you out during December? And I'm going to challenge you for the next 7 days, replace that one thing with something that will bring you back to the true meaning of Christmas. For instance, if in this December getting started for Christmas, you tend to spend too much, don't do that. Have a budget, stick with it. Maybe it's eating too much at this time of the year. Well, plan ahead before you get into a situation. Maybe you schedule too much. Maybe the one thing you could do is say, you're going to control your schedule and just say no. Maybe for you, you sleep too little. Set a bedtime. Turn off the TV and stick with it. But one thing. And then I'm going to challenge you also to memorize a verse from Scripture, Isaiah 26:3. But I'm going to suggest you change the words to make them personal for yourself. The Scripture says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Our minds are at the center of what controls our emotions and our life. I would encourage you to get Isaiah 26:3 in your Bible and make it a very personal verse that you memorize for yourself. And say it this way: "You will keep me in perfect peace when my mind stays on you." And when we focus on Christ, when we focus on his intentional love for us and the true priority of Christmas, that's a beginning point for de-stressing your life. "You will keep me in perfect peace when I keep my mind stayed upon you."
Hi, Dr. Beth or Andy. My name is Darcy, and I am currently engaged to a very wonderful man who is serving our country bravely in Afghanistan. After listening to many of your programs, I realize that I do consider myself to be a single woman with an attachment. And I know that sounds funny because I am engaged, but he's spending 9 months in a different land, so it's hard for me to do everything by myself. But through your program, I learned how to support him in a real way, how I can get support from him and ask him for different things that I need. It's just been a blessing to listen to the ministry that you provide, knowing that I'm being prayed for every single day by people I don't even know. And it's just wonderful. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And thank you for all the prayers and everything you've ever done for us.
Well, you're very welcome, Darcy. And God bless you. And that man you're engaged to for his service overseas, we pray he'll be safe and come home, and that your wedding and, more importantly, your marriage will just be something that will honor God as you go through this time. It's a time for you guys to, as you communicate with each other, get to know yourself better. Darcy, get to know, he gets to know himself better, and then the two of you coming together in marriage. We're really pleased for you.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
This is Lori Allen. Have you noticed that Christmas time is so great that some of us go crazy, making sure no opportunity is missed to celebrate every aspect of it? There are lights, a tree, shopping, wrapping, shipping, cooking, parties, and special programs. Oh, don't forget the annual newsletter, the cards, the stamps, decorations, gift lists, and travel. Despite promising not to stress out again every year, my husband and I still spend more than we want, eat more than we plan to, and sleep less than we should. In an effort to enjoy the season, this past October, we began planning for those who would receive special gifts. We still haven't executed that plan. Wisdom comes from friends. One sends cards every other year. Another buys gifts in bulk. Once we all got a lovely poinsettia. Last Christmas, we all got a gift card. Not doing everything is biblical. All Mary did was have the baby. The angels sent the greetings and announcements. The magi brought gifts. And along with the shepherds, everyone worshiped. What craziness can you cut out of your December and still worship? Take a deep breath and think of that little baby who changed the world. He's not asking you to do anything this time of year except believe in him. For Intentional Living, I'm Lori Allen.
Oh, thank you, Lori. You always have great things to share. And she has things that encourage us and certainly very, very intentional during this holiday season, facing stress. In fact, in just a few minutes, I want to be able to pray for those of you who are feeling stress. You know, and some of it is self-inflicted, right? Let's face it. Sometimes we overspend, overeat, overdo, overschedule, and we clutter our lives, which is one of the things we talk about in Intentional Living. But sometimes it's things outside of our control, health issues, family concerns, financial issues, and so on. So we're going to be praying for you during this season that God will be with you coming up in just a little bit, okay? All right, let's get back to the phone calls on this day after Thanksgiving. Don is on the line. Welcome to the program. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
All right, so tell us, Don, how do you de-stress for Christmas?
Randy, to de-stress it around Christmas time, I make sure that I get plenty of sleep, don't try to be too hurried, make sure I get to church as often as I can, and I get to plenty of support groups, because even now I'm in the middle of a divorce. Mm-hmm. My wife is fairly young, and she's early 30s, and she's got stage 4 breast cancer, and through all this, I rarely get to see my children right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty tough right now. But I'm still got a lot of peace in my life, and life is okay. You know, I just choose to not let the world dictate how I'm going to manage my life.
Well, Don, listen, there's a bunch of people like you, unfortunately, around the world that are just facing unbelievable stress. It's like it all piles on at one time, and we start focusing on it, can be overwhelming in our lives. And Just like the verse that I quoted in Isaiah, where you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. It's a matter of a decision of the mind and then deciding to act in a way that's consistent with the truth every day. Telling yourself the truth and then living consistent with that truth every day. So, all right, hold on. I want you to hang on too, Don, because at the end here, I'm going to pray for everybody who's been calling in with the stress that you all are experiencing here. Terry's on the line in Florida. Thank you, Terry. Welcome to the program.
Hey, glad to be on.
What do you do?
Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Again?
Thank you. Glad you're listening. Where do you live, in Panama City?
Panama City Beach.
Fantastic. Beautiful place. What do you do at this Christmas season to handle stress?
Well, I guess I need to sum it up in just saying that we're blessed with a ministry, and we call it Open Heart Ministry, and we go to people's homes that are scared to go to church or afraid that, you know, that they're not right for the Lord, and we go and we minister to people. But we have found that throughout the holidays, especially with the stress, because I've got a little brother I lost in an accident at the age of 19, and I'm away from my family. They live in Tennessee. But we have found that with the bills stacking up and all the burdens coming down on us, that we get joy and peace, first of all, through prayer. Mm-hmm. But then we find our joy and our peace as we go, and we sign up, volunteer for like food lines at the Salvation Army. And we go and we just help people, and we minister to them, and we just have a smile on our face. And when we leave, the joy that is inside of us is so great that we don't even think about Christmas gifts. We don't think about bills. I mean, the peace, and it's just so awesome. I mean, I don't even know how to even say it.
Well, I think you've said it well, Terry, and every person who's experienced that has had the same experience. That little cliche that we hear, it's more blessed to give than receive, is a truth. We've been wired to be givers and to serve. That's the way God made us, to serve one another. He didn't make us to be consumers. I mean, that's not ultimately why we're wired. I mean, the way we're wired. But it's become the way of our culture to be consumers. That we want service, we want people to serve us. I'm a people listener and a people watcher, and when I hear people always focusing on themselves and their issues and their things and the things they want, you realize they missed it, that God's real intention is for us to be givers.
Do you feel completely stressed out by all the expectations people put on you? At the end of the day, does it make you feel far away from God?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
You are a living, breathing, walking testimony to God. Do you feel that way? Or do you just feel like someone who gets the house clean and brings home the money and says yes to every request? With God, all things are possible, including a radical change in how you live your life. You don't need to say yes to everything to be considered valuable and accepted. You don't need to get everything done to be okay. Look at the people in your life as gifts from God, not problems. Let the things you do say yes to be a delight to you. Try it. You'll feel closer to God. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Greg. You know, Greg reminds us about this expectation thing that we teach at our Intentional Living conferences about whenever an expectation that you have in life is larger than the reality, it creates distress, discouragement, disappointment, and so on. And during this holiday season, you think about the expectations we have. Everything is just, if you watch TV or you listen to things, it's always going to be wonderful. And that's not always reality. And so, you know, tune it down, live in a world of reality. Whatever that reality is for you and your family, and you're going to be healthier as a result of it. And I promise to pray. Let me just pray for you that God will be with you during this season. You know, as we come to prayer, let's remember that we're in the presence of a holy God who cares for you today. Lord, thank you for caring for us. Thank you for caring for every person listening today who's wrestling, struggling, during this holiday season. It's not all they thought it was going to be. Maybe the family's fractured. The finances are tight. There's insecurity and uncertainty in their life and in the world. Lord, I pray today that you will be with them, close to them, encourage them, lift them up, help them to feel your presence today. Thank you for loving us and caring for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me share with you Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. That's a great reminder. Today, as we face the holiday season ahead, with confidence in Christ.
Well, when my children were very young, every Christmas morning we would go to service. They didn't open any gifts, even though the gifts were there under the tree. But they didn't open any gifts until after the service. Mm. And then they learned how to be patient, and that carried them throughout life. Christmas was not the ideal of getting gifts for them, but it was also about giving. So they learned that Jesus Christ, God gave his only son, who was Jesus Christ, when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And now that they are older, even though time is different now, you know, Jesus Christ remains the same today and tomorrow, and we have to teach them that.
Absolutely. Boy, so absolutely true. As we wrap up a program, as we're talking about, you know, how to deal with and handle holiday stress in your life. And, you know, it seems like about this time every year we bring up this topic because we're going to face it again. And then in January we'll look back and say, boy, next year, you know, right, we've all said that. Next year we're not going to spend so much, eat so much, chase so much. We're going to stay focused on the things that matter, our family. We're going to stay focused on, you know, giving in a way that, you know, is less stressful, maintaining a budget, doing these kind of things. Well, this is next year. We're here now. This is the year that you promised was going to be different than last year. And so we encourage you to really be intentional as you take the walk from now through the end of this year, to be intentional in de-stressing your life. You know, stress is a part of life. We all have stress. Stress gets us up in the morning, keeps us going. It's when it becomes distress that it's a problem. It's the distress that really sidelines us. And one of the ways you can keep stress in check is to declutter your life. And I encourage you, as we've talked today, you know, declutter your schedule. Declutter your budget. Declutter all the commitments that are going to be asked of you. And then in place of that, put into place a few things that are going to be meaningful, a few things that are going to be more eternal, things that you'll look back on in the future and say, that was the best use of this holiday season. I'd love to hear your stories. Maybe you have some things you want to share with us on Facebook. You can connect with us, Facebook.com/intentionalliving, or join us at our website. We got information there for you as well at theintentionallife.com. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.